Just see a Balaturim first on the Parsha.
Okay.
Siddim are very into Balaturim. It's generally the way it goes. Will it connect into what we're learning specifically in the Sfas Emes? Last time it did. I probably could find the Sfas Emes that Mamish links into it, but we'll see what we'll learn. We'll see how it probably does connect. I think the
it's
one
in
I already
here,
chose.
Is saying, or they just Derech Agav?
It's Derech Agav, but I think it will sort of memela connect.
Okay.
So the Balaturim just brings this concept that Parshas Pekudei is 18 times. It says, let me show you the text right at the end of the whole Sefer Shmos. It's a big significant. We're finally finishing another Sefer Nechumash of Geula. Remember we learned that. So before we carry on reading, so there's in this parsha 18 times it says Kasher Siva Hashem, it's Moshe. Hashem commanded Moshe. This is a big thing. You know, it doesn't have it like this in any other parshas, where Hashem, the Lashon of Hashem, that which Hashem commanded Moshe. So he learns out from this, if something comes up again and again, it's because it's teaching us a principle of the Shmon Esrei, that there's 18 times in this week's parsha connected to 18 brachas of Shmon Esrei. So you can learn out from this week's parsha a big chizuk in the idea of kavana of Shmon Esrei, based on the fact it's 18 times mentioned.
Meaning he's saying that part of the idea of where we get 18 brachas from is from this.
Yeah, I mean, Amina Shemaim just learned it today. Like, look, here it is, right in front of us.
Is that one of the?
It says im kala tanaim is palo. How do we know that tanaim daven Shmon Esrei?
Ah, yeah, fair. Yeah, this is.
So that's what the rabbi was talking about today. And there's Machon Zmir Sa'aret. So here we have the schus to see in the Balaturim that this is the Parsha, which is the 18 times Hashem, Kasher Siva Hashem, it's Moshe. And then there's even a 19th one, the Echad, Kasher Siva Hashem, Kenasu, Tikkunu Keneged Birkas Aminim. So even the Birkas Aminim,
that's what he says here.
Yeah, and it all links up the Shmon Esrei. One of the tzaddikim, I think, said that therefore this parsha is like Pekudei means the meeting point.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is we're like in a state of meeting of Hashem, like Shmon Esrei.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most intimate way of talking to Hashem. So it's giving us on a inner level this week how to connect into Tefillah through the Mishkan, through the Avodah of Kohen Gadol, through the Avodas of being with the Shechina, and that this is the kind of climax you'd want at the end of Shmos, that we're reaching a level of Shmon Esrei, of brochas, of the Vekas to Hashem. That's the point of going out Mitzrayim, not just to leave Mitzrayim, to be free. But once we're free, for what? Like Rav Shlomo has been talking about, the whole Machama is for the Beis HaMikdash.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tachlis to everything we're going through.
Which is like the central concept of this Geula.
Yeah. So too with the Sefer Geula, yeah, for the Sefer Shmos. So anyway, so that's now Tav Resh Samach, right? The last Torah of Sfas Emes in Parshas Pekudei. I love the Shtem of Baruch Shem. It's very helpful when you have a baby. What a beautiful baby.
Okay, let's see.
Parshas Pekudei. Taf Reish Samach. It's the last Torah of Sefer Shmos.
What's going on here then? Is Esther?
Yeah, I don't know this.
Shkalim.
Yeah, so it's going to be all the way back to the other, at the end of the Sefer.
Am I in the wrong area?
Other end, no, the other end.
This way?
Yeah, all the way. It's the last Torah in the Sefer. There we go. Pash Pekudei, and then right at the end of that.
Yeah, help me
out. There we go. So Taf Reish
starts with
Samach. Midrash Ish Umnas Rab Brochus. Zem Moshe.
Parshas Pekudei?
Yes.
I have Elif Pude Hamishkan
Bakule. No, the last one. What's
going on there? Mashal Me?
No. This must be like a special extra edition or something.
This is the Kutin. Kutin. That's
what I was. Yeah. There we go. Perfect. We have a whole nice section in the back. Perfect. Sure. Here we
go. Sorry. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Midrash.
Okay, says Spasemes. The Midrash. Ish Amunot Rav Brachot Ze Moshe.
Yeah.
So it says in the Midrash that the man of Amunot is belief.
Yeah, belief. Or like Amunot is like more like intrinsic. It's like very deep. It's not like just a, like, you know, I believe, you know, superficial. It's so very, it's
like this man has this deep Amuna and it's wide in his brachos.
Rav brachos, many blessings.
Many blessings.
Zeh Moshe.
This is Moshe. Mishehu ne'eman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Revi brachot.
Yeah.
Al yado.
Hear that? The person who has belief, Hashem will give blessings in it, on his hands.
The eights.
So I looked up this va'atz. I looked it up. It means
it's
like. Yeah, and what? La'asher zeh korach. Yeah, to be like wealthy, this is korach. Really, what?
It's mean, a korach question. Is the one who's like.
Well, he
has wisdom to be wealthy?
Yeah, and so then the question is, and what? How did Korach get all this wealth? We say Ashur is Korach, yeah.
Okay.
So we know he got it from Yosef Asadik. He took out the Ashur from Yosef from Mitzrayim, but it all got swallowed, yeah. So the Ashur didn't help him so much. But the point was,
So the Midrash is juxtaposing these two.
Yeah, quotes. Moshe was an Ishnaman, and he got all the kinds of blessings. So then for what did Korach have all this wealth? What was there this wealth to Korach?
Dita kli mechazik bracha ze shalom. So he says it is that the vessel that could damage.
No, the kli machzik, that holds. Blessing, this is shalom.
Dita kli machzik bracha ze shalom.
Yeah, this is shalom.
It is in the vessel called brachas,
yeah,
that there is shalom, that there is peace.
Well, the way you're going to, like, for example, with Korach, he was trying to, Moshe constantly trying to make shalom, yeah? But the problem was Korach was ad asof, like meir chuz against Moshe. So it was very hard for him to make shalom. He tried, yeah?
Right.
But generally, the concept is that the bracha only comes when there's shalom. Like, for example, Shalom Bayis, like tonight, you're doing a mitzvah, helping your wife. That brings bracha. That in itself, the shalom that you create brings the bracha. When you want to say something not nice and you hold back, that brings bracha. Kli machzik, what's the holds, it's the vessel that holds.
The vessel that holds is
blessing, this is shalom.
This is shalom.
Shalom brings blessing. By having shalom in your home, shalom in Amisra, shalom. We want to have blessings. It's imagine it. Hashem's pouring down shefa, and because you've got a kli that's holding this blessing, the reason it's shalom and chazik and holding is because it's with shalom. If there's machlokas, there's holes, there's fights, the things are breaking, so then the kli is breaking, and then the bracha just spills out everywhere. Mm-hmm. So the shalom is what holds the bracha.
Shalom is what holds the bracha. Okay.
Yeah.
Zeh inyan ish amunot lihiyot kol ma'asav devukim b'shorasho k'masha ketuv yoter b'makom ne'eman.
So yeted is like strong, you know, yeted, like fixed.
Oh, yeted, excuse me, I said yeted. Yeah. Yeted b'makom ne'eman, like it's strong in the place of
like,
belief.
Yeah, like stuck, it's so stuck.
This
like
is the matter
staked
of,
out.
Of a person of belief.
Like in a strong way.
Lihiyot kol ma'asav Dvukim b'shorasho, meaning a person of belief, all of his actions are connected to his roots.
He uses the translation here as stake, peg. You see, yet a pin like.
Nachon.
So in this case, it would be.
It stakes it in the ground, like it keeps him like, grounded. As nikra shalom, ki hachelek shalamata eino shalom.
Interesting. So this nikra shalom, this that we call is peace, ki chelik shemata, because you were saying it's grounded, like it's lamata, ena shalom rak b'devekas chelik shalomala. It only becomes real shalom, peace, when it's connected to above. So I'll give you an example, yeah? Have we got a pen here? Anyone's got a pen? It's funny. Who uses pens anymore?
I have a pencil.
Oh, he's got a pen. A pencil's very useful. Pencil's fine. I've got a pencil. That's perfect.
Oh, pen. Here.
Pen. Either one. Perfect. Thank you, sir. Okay. So, let's take a piece of paper. It's such
here,
a thing.
Here, the back of this.
Oh, perfect.
Is that big enough?
Yeah, it's perfect. So, thank God, a long time ago, I haven't done it for a long time, but I learned Sophos. We're talking about over 20-something years ago, yeah? So, excuse me if this is not so great. Actually, it came out pretty good. That's how a Zion looks, yeah? Mm-hmm. Now, you take another Zion. These are called, in Torah, clay Zion. Like, weapons of... Because if you look at a Zion, it looks a bit like a sword. Okay. Yeah, you hold it at the top, and this is the sword. And okay. These are the coats. Now, what happens when you want to make a ches? Yeah, in Sophos, you join the way you make a ches is two zionim with a roof like this. Makes it into a ches.
Oh, interesting.
That's how a ches is formed from two zionim and a roof.
Interesting. Yeah? Okay, so, that's a ches. Yeah, okay.
So now, Zion and Zion is two weapons of war. Push it lamala, direct it lamala above. I learned this in Sophos 26 years ago. Push it towards the Mala, direct it above, and get into the world of Olam Hashmini, which is above Teva. Get to the world above, like Shalom is this high place.
Mm-hmm.
As he says here, it says Devekim B'Shorishim. Yeah, that they need to get to Davik, to their Shorish, to their root.
To get to their root.
But Devek B'Ha Devekus L'Chelik Shalom Mala. That's it's not enough to have Shalom below. They have to have shalom lamala. Yeah. So that's the ches, is pointing everything above.
I mean, saying, like, once you have that, then you point it up.
So the way the rabbi explained it back then, you have two people who are ready for fighting, Zions,
okay.
And then a tzaddik or the tzaddik or Hashem Yisbarach, however it works, through Torah, makes them to look above. Okay. When they're looking above now, they join together and become a ches. And what do you do in a ches? A chuppah, Chevra, Kibor, Ches is all about joining people together. So you get the opposite.
Wow. Nice finish, Eddie.
Here's a sofa.
Never heard that.
Yeah, I heard that from a Baruch Gartner a long time ago. So that's the Ches. It's joining the Mala.
Beautiful.
That's right. It's how you draw it. I drew it right. He's a real sofa, so rather than my Badchanas.
Sofa, I wrote all day today.
See that? Two Zionim with the Gagla Mala. Yeah?
Yes, yeah.
It's not so bad, no? See, I could still be a sofa one day. Look. And then the coat seam. Not bad, no? Still got it.
Very nice.
I learned how to do a Aleph as well. Look, it's an Aleph.
Still remember, huh?
I still remember. I haven't done this for
still
years.
Got it.
Yeah, gotta get back into it one day. Okay. I always found the ink part was very difficult for me. So,
smudges and everything.
Yeah, and it's also you have to make the pens. He just said that nowadays you can buy them ready-made, so that would actually make.
Oh, you
have
to like make the.
Kumas. You have to carve out the kumas. It was part of the whole.
Yeah, part of the thing.
And it's a very holy thing to do, but I always had a hard time with that. So then, by the time I know the ink was spilled, I wrote a few pages of Megillah, and I wrote a Pitzim Ketores.
Oh, beautiful.
That's the only thing. Few things I ever wrote.
What's the idea? Why do people like to read Pitzim Ketores from a cloth?
From a cloth. It's a segula. Because it's Kasuv Asherus, which is the osius I was just showing you now. And within these osius, there's tremendous sodas. Like we just learned.
Right.
An example of two zayin becoming.
Right, there's like so
ches.
Much Torah.
There's so much sodas. Like the Aleph, we didn't even get to Aleph, but if you learn Kitzim Aron, he talks about it. The Yud above and the Yud below. The Yud above is like Hashem, and the Yud below is Am Yisrael, and above is the hook that connects them. Or the Yud above is the Rebbe, the Tzaddik, and the Yud below is the Talmud, and the Vav is the bridge.
So
Yud and Yud plus Vav is 26.
So
Shem Avaya.
When you read it, you don't get it in the same way when you read it from the.
Yeah, it's like Shemaim and Va'aretz. Yeah, it's a higher level Kasav than just the way you know the printed one. So it's got a more of a kedusha to it. Plus, they write it with kavanas. Usually, if they're a good sofer, they know they have kavanas.
I mean, they have kavana.
Yeah, when they're writing, because there's this Shem Avaya, and they're writing it, you know, with Kedusha and Mikveh and Tahara and all the halachas of sofers. Plus, they also can have kavana when they write it. Like, I had once a son who had a problem who is going to fits. Yeah? I still have the son, but he doesn't have the fits. Okay. It sounded funny how I said it. So, yeah, he used to have fits. So, the doctors did all kinds of tests and couldn't figure nothing out, as usual, yeah? So they weren't any help. And it was getting really difficult because it was one time it happened Purim, and, like, my wife spent the whole day in the hospital in Purim instead of, you know, having a Suda and the whole thing because they're doing all these tests. It was a real nightmare. And I had a Sadiq who I went to, and he said, ask your friend Netzach, who also learned from the same sofer teacher as I did. He just became very good, and he was a bit of a sadical. So I said, ask this guy, ask him to write you a mezuzah, the kavana for a refuah for your son. I still had the mezuzah. It cost me, like, in those days, 700-800 shekel, which is a lot back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, even now,
it's a lot for a mezuzah.
Yeah, but he did it with special ketzav and put a lot of kavanas, went to mikveh, all the different avodas, and besof, I had a mezuzah that was the Shem Refuah. I put it up on my house, and he didn't have any fits anymore.
Wow.
And that was it, end of story.
Wow.
And he never had one since, Baruch Hashem. Sometimes he jokes, like he pretends, like he knows he gets so scared. So he's guys like this, he like pretends to faint and like go like this. He's just playing with us. Because he remembers all the stories. Because he was only a boy.
Wow.
You have to thank Hashem when you have healthy children, and every minute is a nice and a gift. V'zeh Hashem b'chinas Moshe raya v'muna. Yeah, sorry, it's your turn to read, sorry.
Okay, so we said, so where are we? So v'zeh Hashem.
Zeh Havaya b'chinas, usually say Havaya.
Zeh Havaya
b'chinas Moshe. That's Hashem Havaya, Hashem Hashem.
B'chinas Moshe. This is, I guess, what would you say there? Like, this is
Havaya.
The
aspect
Moshe. The aspect that Moshe has.
Right. The famous Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom, yeah.
Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom. Moshe Bli.
Moshe Bli Pasek. There's a concept of Moshe. There's Moshe Lamata, Moshe Lamata. meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu was the aspect that was connected above. Bli Pasek. There's no pause between the two Moshes.
Okay.
So he had two aspects. He had a Moshe Lamala, Moshe Lamata. It's brought down in the Shlag Kodesh, remember, it says Moshe Lamala, Mordechai Lamata. I don't know if you ever heard this concept. Okay. But what everything Mordechai was doing, Moshe was above, like also orchestrating, meaning the Tzaddik, Moshe Benu was Mashbir the Tzaddik, down here at that time of the Purim Meiser. So even the fact that it says in the Torah Moshe, there was a pasuk like that, meant there was a Moshe Lamala, Moshe Lamata, yeah?
Okay, very good.
There's a few times they have this concept. You have Yaakov, you have Shmuel. One of my Rebbeim once explained to me how they're all teaching, each one has a connection. The fact that these Siddiqim had their names called twice, David, I think. No, I don't know, David. Was it David? No, I don't know. Shmuel, yeah? Moshe, yeah? Who else? Yaakov, yeah. These are the three. Okay, anyway. Vinikra Ish Elokim. Yeah.
Chatzio Ish v'chatzio Elokim.
Yeah, he was half.
Meaning he was half man, half God.
Yeah, it's paralytic, no? I mean, he did live in when he got the Ketorah, and he didn't eat and drink for 40 days, 40 nights. Yeah, sure.
The paper.
Paper.
Meaning, you're saying that he has things that are a little bit elevated from, so therefore we're saying he's half man, half God.
Yeah.
In him.
Yeah.
V'chein,
I mean, this is the ideal man, yeah? Because we even say it in Shachris, in Shabbos, we have it here in Tehillim, we say in the Dovid, Tefillah Lamosh, Isha Elokim, yeah?
Right.
So every Shabbos, and Psalm Tzaddik. Tefillah Lamosh, Isha Elokim, yeah? A prayer by Moses, the man of God. So this is a concept we've seen already. Like, it's not like a, but the fact is chetzi this, chetzi that. It's a very like interesting. And the fact says Moshe Moshe twice, b'liz pasuk means that there's some sort of bechina of aspect of Moshe that he's lamata lamala. Remember, we said we want shalom. And shalom you can't get if you're just down here. You have to go to that higher level. We said ches, or how about I explain it? It's to go up higher, more spiritual, more rooted in ruchnius, to bring shalom. It has to be for Hashem. The Nakuda is, it has to be for Hashem. That's really the point. Right. You want shalom, you have to be l'shem shemayim. That's really what it comes down to.
V'chein haya ha-mishkan, mishkan, k'mashe k'tuv,
and also mishkan,
she
chubbala.
Chubbala la.
Yes, another pasuk. Shechubbala
is like, it was connected to it?
Yeah, so there's another pasuk in Tehillim. It's good, we've got a Tehillim here. It says, we had the Shir Malas. It's one of my favorite pesukim, actually. I have a whole album named after this. So Mas Biomali Beit Hashem Nelech on the Mishlam Habanyoki Shechubbala Yachtav. Here's a pasuk. I wasn't making up. Then it's like a city that is united together. So there's Jerusalem Shamala, Yerushalayim Shalmata, Mishkan Lamala, Mishkan Lamata, Moshe Rabbeinu Lamala, Moshe Rabbeinu Lamata. Kiyesha Chubbala, but they joined. And also, Os Ches again. Ches is the one, Chubba, the Chibur, yeah, joined.
V'zeh haya tachlit kol ha-mishkan liyot kli makzik bracha u'chol olam. This is the purpose of the entire Mishkan. To be this vessel that holds on to the bracha forever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like Tzadikim explained, you want to have shalom, you want to have bracha in your life, and also all these good things, shalom, shalom bias, shalom in the shul. This is the key to everything. Shalom lamala, shalom lamata. This is what it's about. I'm doing a good job, by the way.
I'm trying. He likes motion. If you stop with motion,
that's the normal thing with babies. They're like it's comforting, very comforting.
Probably because they're in the womb.
Yeah, it's like the calming motion. Yeah.
So the Mishkan is like this vessel that holds on to the bracha forever.
Yeah. Oh.
Ma'asim kafula?
Kafulim.
Kafulim.
Remember, everything's
all
doubling.
All the actions are double on Shabbat.
Yeah.
Hashem is at Yisera.
Very good.
What else is double on Shabbat?
He's gonna give us some examples.
Lechem, Mishnah. Yeah. Okay, you have two
chalas.
Mizmor Shir.
Yeah. That's interesting, Mizmor Shir. Why is it kaful?
Because we have extra Mizmorim.
Yeah, I think also because we say it a few times.
We
say at night and we say in the day.
Yeah, we say it twice, okay.
Yeah, actually, truth is, if you really three be times. Honest, three times.
Yeah, so I was just going to say it. Was,
yeah, but
say it once
for some morning, reason he like, says it's kaful.
Maybe like Shira Yom is not necessarily...
Yeah, so maybe it means the night and the day, just like Lechem Mishnah kind of thing, exactly. It's not
Zachor
such a loose...
Zachor v'shamor, right? Two aspects of Shabbos.
Yes.
Kamash ha-katuv
b'midrash.
Midrash v'hu v'chinat shalom. Nizkar la'ayel, v'noten bracha lekol hazman.
Yes.
Right, so this is written in the Midrash, and this is the aspect we say of Shalom.
Yeah.
It's mentioned above. V'noten bracha lekol hazman. Gives blessing to the whole time.
Yeah. So Shalom, maybe say Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, that's right. The best. The Sfarim have it right. Yeah, it's a time that Shabbat Shalom, that's the... Good Shabbat's interesting, but the Shabbat Shalom, to have that together, the two aspects of Shabbat Shalom, is a very powerful key that the whole time should be filled with bracha and blessing. As we say in Maariv, Makor HaBracha, yeah, that Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha. It's the root of source of blessing. It comes together with the Shabbat Shalom, with the Shalom that it brings.
You know, ten bracha l'kol hazman. Okay. Vehem gimel sudati.
Manusa. Oh, this is one of my favorite concepts.
So he says, and there are three meals.
Yeah.
Manusa.
Yeah. These three meals are meals of Emunah. It's Aramaic for Emunah.
There are three meals of Amunah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's Aramaic, like you have Sosa de Munosa, yeah, like the shade of Amunah. Talk about in Sukkos, yeah.
Okay. But the concept. Amunot benefesh.
Yeah. The point is here, the fact that there's three suitors of Munah, we have to explain this, but we can't just play it because I can't just pass
over
it. Where Sadiq is, if we would, we're not going to do it, but if we would sit and we had time and we had maybe someone like Rav Yosef sitting in front of us, we could just, any of these Rabbanim, ask them 100 questions because it's so, he just goes all of Torah. And when he talks about the three suitors of Shabbos, it's one of the most common themes, and he explains it, how it connects into this, connects into this, connects into this, all what takes place just by having three suitors of Shabbos. Now we know basically from Chazal that the three suitors of Shabbos are connected three time periods of the Jewish people that fix those three times. They're also connected three stages of the future that it fixes. And it also fixes, it's connected also Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, which the Arizal brings down is the order is actually Yitzhak. Yeah, Yitzhak is Yarenen, Yitzhak is Lov Shabbos, Avram is the Shabbos day, and Yaakov is the Shalos Sudas. And the three things that it fixes up the night is Chevelei Mashiach, is the night. This is from Chazal. The day is Gehenim, and the Shalos Sudas fixes up Gog and Magog. And there's other such parallels, yeah? There's, go on and on, yeah? But the main point is that we're connecting into these three suitors. They're having it as a gula for Munah, and they fix up things that are going to be very difficult, Lasa Lava, before mm-hmm. Mashiach comes. It's going to be harder challenges for us, you know? The Heavenly Mashiach is not an easy time. Comes Lav Shabbos, has a car to fix it. So too with the Inyan of Gehenim, you know, souls, you know, going through such a intense purification process, it fixes up that Inyan of whatever Gehenim does by having connected to Avram. Avram Vino himself takes people out of Gehenim. This is why it's connected. Yitzhak is with Heavenly Mashiach because Yitzhak's govish on his Yitzhak, so then you don't have to get pulled into all the tivers before Mashiach comes. And then with Machamas Gog and Magog, Yaakov was Yaakov Kotan. He was a humble, so he was Zoch, he was Ish Emes, so he was Zoch to fix up. The main problem with Gog and Magog, probably what we're going through now, is all the lies, all the demyonis.
Right.
Like with Hamas and the way the internet is just filled with nonsense.
Right.
So Yaakov's fixing that up by being Ish Emes and through the humility for the Nevis. And yeah, so these three mills, they fix up very big things and they connect us into a very deep Emuna that gives us ability to survive exile. Because every Shabbos comes every week to give us that chizuk and Emuna that we need to go through the end of days successfully as a firm yid.
Okay, beautiful. So he says, okay, very nice. He says, Vahem,
that was very bekitzer. Spent hours in that.
Kenyan ish amunot benefesh.
Amunot benefesh.
Like similar to the matter of a man who's
yeah.
who's a believer in his soul.
Yeah.
Moshe Rabbeinu lo b'shalom noten bracha lekol hanafshot kemash gatu v'zot habracha in his Karla Isle. The fisher who ish emunaso, so he says, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave all this bracha
to all the souls,
the kohan nefashot to all the souls. Yeah. And this is, I guess, he mentioned this above.
Yeah,
so I guess in Zot HaBracha, he yeah. speaks about this.
Because remember before we said Shalom has to be the kli for this bracha, but before we get to the Shalom, Moshe Ben is the tzaddik who's bringing us Lamala, who's bringing us back to that shoresh, back to that root, so the bracha can have a kli to come down to because we're tuned in Lamala.
Mm-hmm.
So Zot HaBracha, then that whole part of the Torah is... It's Sefer Devarim, I know it's Sefer Shmos, but at the end of the Torah, where Moshe gives us all brachas, these Zosa brachas canal, lefi shehu ish umunus. That's the nukuda. He's an ish of real amuna, substantial amuna, above and below. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. So we are connected to that by being connected to Moshe.
Korach siv vayikach korach ve'it halig. Baal machloket.
Yeah, so back to the midrash where we mentioned Korach's Ashiris, yeah, as well.
He
took v'yikach Korach v'is paleg. That v'yikach Korach meant he argued v'is paleg.
Ah, like pligi.
Yeah, exactly.
So Gemara term.
Right.
He argued Baal
Machlokas.
Machlokas.
He was a Baal Machlokas.
He puch.
Opposite. Bechinas Shama.
Hashalom. It's the opposite of Shalom. Kema Shekatuv.
The Midrash.
The Midrash Acher Mizeh.
Yeah, like we said above, the Midrash Acher.
Vehine Ksiv Mishkan Ha'edut. Kize Ikar Ha'edut. Shabnei Israel, Shich Shefa Kodesh Be'olam. Ksiv Atem Adei Noam Hashem.
Adei Noam Hashem. Like, Adei is like testimony or witnesses.
Like, as it says, you are the witnesses of the Noam Hashem. The words pleasantness of Hashem.
Or the words. It's Noam with an iron. It's Noam is Noam the saying. Word, the I think sayings, yeah. It's from the Navi. You see this concept all the time.
You're witnesses of the sayings of Hashem. Perush.
The Navi brings this. You don't see it so much in the Chumash.
They are enjoying.
He says here orator, but yeah, whatever. That's a funny translation. Noam means the words, speaker.
V'lechin yesh eidot b'makom u'bezman. K'mo shezachu b'nei Yisrael b'ma'aseihem. V'asot ha-mishkan b'lishkon ha-shchina b'tokham. And he says, and this is, V'lechin yesh eidot ha-makom. There is this witnessing to the place. U'bezman, and to the time. Kemoshe zechu ben Israel. This is as Israel was zoche via their actions to make the Mishkan.
Yeah, because we were answered from heaven. We were answered from heaven,
and they were zoche for the Shechina
for this testimony in its place, in its time, and as you said, there were the Bnei Israel in their action made the Mishkan, and Hashem was able to dwell amongst them because they did this.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes together with this concept of Kli Machzik Bracha, because we built a Kli for the Bracha, for Shalom. We did this together, we built this Mishkan. Not like Korach, who was Hoylek all the time, he's a Hefech. He broke the Kelim, and he lost all the Shashiris, yeah? All swallowed up. Am Yisrael together built a place for Hashem to dwell, and that was through the Mishkan, through our Maisim, through our good actions.
V'chmochein v'shabbatot Uzmanim Shehakadusha Yoredet Beschutan Shabnei Israel.
Very good.
He says this is similar to how it goes on different Shabbatot and different times. That the holiness dwells.
It descends.
Beschutan.
What's the reason? Why does it come down? This holiness, because in the Schusam of what? Shabnei Israel. That we are able to have that dwelling of the Schusam by the fact that we keep Shabbos and we honor the Yom Tovim and all the Zmanim, like we're coming up to Purim, so we take seriously these Zmanim.
By doing all these things,
the mitzvahs like of the Schusam that gives us the merit for Hashem to bring down this Shefa, this Shechina of Bnei Israel.
On
Bnei Israel.
Benefashot, kshezochin lahamshich hakadusha milamala benefesh.
Yeah.
And similarly, this is the case in the souls, shezochin lahamshich hakadusha, that are zoche to continue the holiness, milamala benefesh, like above, from above in their soul.
Yeah. So
that's like this idea that like, by doing these things.
Oh, we like that one. He was
by doing these things, like we're able to bring down holiness into our souls down here, that's like present above.
Malamala benefesh.
Malamala benefesh.
So it's interesting because we have. Well, this is something we have to realize. You and me are sitting here physically as physical people. Human beings,
right.
But we have souls and there's olamos. There's worlds.
Right, they're above us. That's what I'm saying. So no, it's like we're.
I'll be honest. I don't think about it enough.
We're bringing down things into our soul here.
Once we learn once in a while these kind of Torahs, you start to realize you have these realities going on constantly, where your neshama, your nefesh, Shoresh Lamala, and it has all these hashbars being brought down.
Mm-hmm.
And it says Malamala Benefesh, yeah, in the soul.
Malamala Benefesh.
And we're attached to a very high place, like our souls, and it's very close to Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the Avodah Shemnesrei, why do we step forward, make three steps? We just did this whole Avodah in Shacharis of going higher and higher in different worlds through the levels of Korbanos, Mezukizimra, because Shurishima. Now we symbolically and actually, not just symbolically, actually walk forward three steps. We enter into a higher realm.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally that's what we're doing. We're walking forward. And when we step back, also, we're going back out of those higher realms. So this is something that's happening on a real level, on a daily level. And in this Torah, we're seeing how that we, through the fact that our souls are connected to Lamala, that brings down the bracha. As you said, you want the shalom, you have to have shalom Lamala, shalom Mati. Moshe Lamala, Motu Mati. Shalayim, Mishkan, everything Lamala. Mishtalshalus, yeah.
It's Mishtalshalus then.
Yeah, I don't know how to really translate that word.
Chains down.
Chains of events downwards. Yeah. It's a very like Tanya concept.
Yeah.
Or Kabbalah concept.
V'ksiv u'batzalel v'chuleh. Asa et kol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe.
Oh,
this. The pasuk says,
see, I brought that pasuk. There we go. In Balaturim. I knew it'd come up.
Yeah, very good. Does all the things that Moshe commanded.
Yeah. No. Wait a minute. Let's translate that. That k'siv b'tzalel. It says by b'tzalel v'chulu. Asa et kol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. That did that which Hashem was commanded. So Moshe was the one who was commanded, and B'tzalel did it, yeah? Because like it was a...
Right, you like passed it off.
Yeah, gave it to B'tzalel to do, but Moshe was the one who was commanded. And it's interesting because what's the siyum of Shemoneh Esrei? What's the completion of Shemoneh Esrei? Shalom, Sim Shalom.
Right.
So I'm going to explain something a little bit Kabbalistic once. I learned this from a sefer called Derech Mitzvah, and I asked the Tzaddik, Rav Moshe Wilson, about this. And he said, you have your brain. It's good sometimes to bring it alive in the human reality on Shemoneh Esrei. You have your brain. This is a little bit my own concept, but I did clarify with Tzaddikim, so I'm not making it up. So you have a brain, and at the top of your brain is your kavana, when you're davening, intention, together with your heart. And you're drawing down through your spine. How many points on the spine? 18, it says in the Gemara. You're drawing down through the chalias of your spine, the 18 brachas. Because remember, we're made Selam Elokim, so our body is godly. So the concept, the way the body was built, the 18 points on the spine, bringing it down. Where does it end up? By the Bris Kodesh, that's the place of Shalom, Shem Shakai. Is a place of the Bris, Shalom. And that brings down the Hashbaz into the world. So every time we're done with Shemesh, we're shuckling back and forth. We're drawing down these 18 blessings to bring blessings through all the worlds. And the Chazal knew how to set this up in a way that it would bring. What? But it has to be in a place of Shalom. That's the last bracha. The key for it to impact the world is Shalom. What's the last thing that we do before we do even say Sim Shalom in the Chazar HaSashas? Birkos Kohanim. What's the last word Birkos Kohanim? I say it every day in Eretz Yisrael. Shalom. So Shalom is the key that the bracha should be whole, should come down and have a kli for it to go into. And that's the key why that's the last bracha of Shalom is connected to the Bris, connected to the idea of bringing Shalom into the world, bringing Ashbaz, bringing bracha. And that's why someone who's God's Bris and Shalom himself, he has the ability to bring down bracha and bless people, and bring children, yeah, literally. But it's a very deep concept. So that's why the Shemoneh Esrei, once again, is connected to Kish Savar. Every time Hashem was commanding Moshe, was another aspect of this Kli that would be the vessel for the Shalom, the Mishkan, and the Kisaut. It's all interconnected.
Like the Shliach to help.
So he manifested in the physical world the Shemoneh Esrei.
Exactly.
The Shemoneh Esrei existed through what? Through the fact there was a Mishkan of 18 times being commanded to build this and this and do this and this and this.
Yep.
And through the Vodas of the Kohen Gadol as well.
Lefi shebe asiyat ha-Mishkan nir mazin kol ha-targa tariyag mitzvot the Kmo Sheyesh Resh Mem Chet V'Samech Sin Hey Mitzvot.
Yes.
Letaken Kol Tziur HaAdam L'Sheirut Bo Ha'arat HaKadusha HaKadusha V'Ze Tachlit HaMitzvot Hitkashrut HaAverim V'Gidin B'Shorashan.
Beautiful. Very good. So let's translate that, because it fits into what we were just explaining somewhat. But it's actually talking about the whole body of human people, of Jews specifically. The fi
shasita mishkan.
When you made the mix,
when you made the mishkan, niram.
It was hinting at all the 630 mitzvahs.
The mishkan was hinting at the 613 mitzvahs. Kmoshi yesh reish mem chet.
Remach. That's
the 248
positive mitzvahs.
48 positive, and the.
The Shasa is the 365
negative.
Very good, which is together Tarag.
Kol Tziur HaAdam. This is meant to fix the whole, like, image.
Yeah, form of man.
Form of man, Lasharot.
Lasharot Bo Aris. To rest in it, the light, the holy light of, the light of holiness. And this is the purpose of what? Of the mitzvahs. To what? His kashrus. To connect, it's a very important word, it's kashrus, in the deepest way, to connect
all the limbs and all the
sinews
to their roots.
In the root, very good.
What book is that you're reading?
Svasemus. It's deep, huh?
Elevated.
Yeah, this is Geshma.
V'chmochein b'mishkan yimtza zeh hatziur v'nikra avodat halevim Yilashon chit chabrut udvekut el hashoresh v'hakol inyanecha.
Amazing.
This is similar to this. The Mishkan is found.
Yeah.
Hatziur hanikra avodat halevim. Like we find this like image that's called the service of the levim. Yilashon chit chabrut.
And this is from the language of.
Meaning this avodat halevim is from the language of connection and closeness.
The Vekas.
To the Shoresh.
Hakol
and Yanechat, meaning all of it is one matter.
So beautiful this. I mean, it's Pekude. You try to understand. As I said, some Siddiqui, they hear this Parsha, and they're literally the whole Parsha, they're in the Vekas of Shmon Esrei. They're just experiencing whatever the Devekas people experience, the intimacy of. They're joining them. It's Chabrus, Devekas, it's Kashrus. There's certain connection, a bridge, Shemaim Va'aretz. You said with the Aleph, there's a Yud Lamala, Yud Lamata. They're joining the Vav is bridging everything and bringing everything together. This is the kind of.
Well, it's also, you say that, like.
But it's all together with Amunah and Shalom.
I forget who it is. I heard someone. Yeah. I think it was the Ramban who was saying that, like, in his introduction to Shmos,
yes.
Why is it called Sefer Geula?
Yes.
It's not because of what you would think. You would think it's about the first half of the Sefer, which is about the Exodus from Egypt. But no, the truth is. It's called Sefer Geula because it's about building the Mishkan.
Yes.
And there's nothing more Geuladic than building the Mishkan.
Yes.
Right? And like that was like the most ultimate redemption, like the ultimate thing is like being Osef in that.
And having the Kohen Gadol doing the like epitome of Kedusha, like the ultimate example of Avodas HaKodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim and the holiest time of the year. This is what we're like connected to. So that's why Rav Shlomo was really pushing us when he spoke Shabbos about getting to this Mochamas Amigdash. Like we have a goal of Beis Amigdash, a place of to Mishabrus, the Shkasrus. We can each do it in our homes through Shabbos. As we said, the three Siddurs of Shabbos is another way of joining ourselves up to Hashem. And we also have, so it's very important to always have three Siddurs every Shabbos. There's also the Beis Midrash. We come three davenings, three tefillahs. Now, it actually says in the Svarim Kedoshim that the Suddas of Shabbos are on a higher level than the davenings of Shabbos. And there's riyas to this. And Svarim and explaining the Suddas of Shabbos are actually on a higher level than the davenings we do, the three Marev, Shachris, and Mincha. Those three prayer services are very high. They're the highest prayer services of the week, but the Suddas are even higher.
Really, why?
It's explained I have to remember the exact Nakuda. It's explained because there's proofs to it. You actually receive higher tikkunim from as the Shabbos goes on, and the Suda's, as the Suda leads up to the prayer service is just a preparation. One of the Svarim say a preparation for the Kedusha of the Suda. It gives you the kalim to experience the holiness of a Suda. So you're not just
eating. I would think it's because the Suda has like all the components of Shabbos. Because it has like the...
Oh.
It has the menuchas.
The zachor, the shamor.
It has the zachor, it has the shamor, it has the Torah.
Yes. So that's
it has the shearing.
Exactly the point.
It has the... Like the
time, yes.
Like the oneg.
Yes.
It has the...
But you can't access all that without at least first having the preparation of the tefillahs. Tefillahs
right.
Opens
also,
you up.
Each Suda is...
To then. So you need the tefillahs. But like, then the real point is to get to the Sudas, like you're saying.
Well, it could be also that each tefillah is, in a certain sense, like
a chana
for the Suda, because it happens literally right before him.
Yeah.
Like it's very hot, it's sweet, going literally from downstairs straight upstairs.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I wasn't here personally. I was coming from my house, which is quite far, and I walked up, but it was very nice to end the Shabbos in a Shalat Suda, a real Shalat Suda, where we were all together, like the Baal Shem Tov had in mind. It was very special. In the good name. And it wasn't like overly physical by that point. It wasn't like we needed all the booze and the nosh. It's very simple. It was just a bit of vegetables, a bit of fish, a bit of challah. It wasn't like that wasn't important.
Right, that's not the point.
The point was the togetherness and the singing. So by that point of Shabbos, the highest of the point of Shabbos, Rabbah deRabbah, the Shabbos goes up and up and up. That's one of the reasons why when you make a motzi on the Leil Shabbos, you start off with the challah below. The Lechem Mishnah, the first one is below. You make a brocha. I don't know if you know this minhag, but you make a brocha on the challah below, and as the challah above is like a little bit further back, you make a brocha on the one below, and then Shabbos day you make a brocha on the one above.
Mm.
And in Shalat Sudas, it doesn't make a difference.
Together,
together, it's like you're already like in another place. So the whole concept of Shabbos, you're constantly going up, as the tefillahs go up, and you reach that high point. Of the Rabbah deRabbah, so so that's a way of getting to that hishabrus and the devekus and the hiskashrus that the mitzvahs and the mishkan bring us. But it's all together with shalom. There's a beautiful sefer of Shimshon Pinchas who talks about Shabbat Shalom, just the inyan of to get those two aspects together, Shabbat Shalom.
Which one, the prayer sefer?
He has a sefer on Shabbos.
Oh, and a whole sefer on Shabbos.
Yeah, it's called Shabbos Malkasa. Yeah. Beautiful sefer. I learned it with a rabbi a long time ago. It's beautiful sefer, Shabbat Shalom. It has a whole parak just on that inyan. Very important. They should come together with Shalom.
Wow.
And that's why the Svarim is saying something very emes when they say Shabbat Shalom to each other. I don't know. Good Shabbos. I don't know how we got that. Ashkenazim, Shanyazim. You guys get much more like real. Very real Arizal featured Yiddish guy. We have to like hide it all in Lumdus or something. I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have another short piece we can see.
Yes. Thank God for Chassidus because it helped save the Ashkenazim literally. Parshas V'yakal Pekudei Nishkach Mimenu Rak Ma'at Asher Nizichati. It says in Parshas V'yakal Pekudei.
What is it? Which year was it?
It's Taf Reish Lamed Tes.
Taf Reish.
There we go. It's a very short one.
Good, perfect.
This was the parsha where there was a joint parsha.
This is a year when it's together. Last year was together.
Yes, exactly. And the year before was also separate. So
was separate or together?
Tafshin Ayin, not Ayin, Pei Beis was separate because it was the Ibo Chodesh also, I think. Ibo Yo.
I remember it was together because when we first started the shul in the UAE, they didn't have
last year.
They didn't have enough kumashim, so every Shabbos I would print like every Friday afternoon.
That's a lot.
Every Friday afternoon, I would
double
parsha. Go on Safaria, download it, take out all the Shem Hashem. It was like a whole thing.
Wow.
Okay. Mishkan. So I know for a fact that it was Vayakha Pekudei because I remember doing it. Last year.
Okay, good. Mishkan Eidus. The Mishkan is the Eidus. Ki hi be'emes Eidus nifla b'ma shenigba ha-mishkan k'ritzonius brach aydei nedivis b'nei Yisrael. It's a similar thing we mentioned last week about the nedivis. The divas alev, the
people
giving,
like yeah. All who were, yeah.
So he be'emes. The truth is, the aid of this wonderful testimony that what completed the Mishkan, like the will of Hashem Yisbrach through the kindness of Bnei Israel, the children of Israel. Ksiv Asher Nidvena Libo, they were giving of the hearts. Well, this is more Pashas Biakar. Shkol Echad Nasan Kafina Diva Watson Tov Shalo, and this was all. This generosity to the heart that was shekol echad. It was all one.
Shekol echad naten kafi nedava uratzon.
Kafi nedava. This generosity and this will, this that was good to him. Ha'im echavein redivus kol bnei Yisrael lios boi soirech hamalacha shesia Hashem. Now there's a lamed vav here. It changes it to Shisiva Hashem. Yeah. So it changes it to Hashem commanded them, this Malacha. It was all the Sorech for that commandment from Hashem. So that brings them to that Echad. That is the Nedivus of Bnei Yisrael was all towards the Ratzon of the Siva Hashem. And again, it's this concept of Siva. By the way, it says in the Chassidish Sfarim, I think it's a few places, and even the Ramban brings it as well. That he says that the Torah is connected to Etim, advice. But it's the onion of Savsa. What's Savsa? It means, it's also Lashon Devekus. Every time you do a Sivri of Hashem, you're Davik to Hashem. It's brought down, Lashon Devekus. You're tuning into the Eitzes and Savsa, Devekus to Hashem, the Ratzon Hashem. This is partly what we're here for. To do Ratzon Hashem, and the Mishkan was revealed in the most strong way, because the Nedivus Alev, the kindness of the generous heart of Am Yisrael, was tuned into the Savsa, to the one who commanded us Hashem to do Ratzon Hashem. And then this is what Rav Shlomo was talking about, this pasuk, and we learned it last week as well. Agam Tiksiv V'Hosa. Remember, they gave more. He mentioned it at the Shabbos. I was very happy when he mentioned the pasuk that we learned about. In the Sfas Emes, Kavayesh Perushim Alzeh, and we already saw there are explanations on this. Avab Emes Adaba Kamasha Kosom Hamalacha Haisa Diya. It was enough. Remember, he explained it was enough.
So it was enough. They taught.
Yeah. Zaedus Birush Alaylam Nimsa Ratzim Yisrael Sheish Bo Dai Laham Shachis Hakadusha B'Shor Shchina Havein. But in truth, yeah. But in MS, in truth, a devar that this thing was that was written and the malacha was enough. Is there? This is testimony and it clarifies that shala olam nimsa rotzim Yisrael that was always found in the will of in Yisrael ishbet dainam shachas a kedusha the shoras shchina that there was enough to draw down the holiness and the resting of the shchina the havein and understanding. So there was always inside Bnei Yisrael this ability. In everything they did to draw down the Shechina. And it was a testimony, the fact that they went and they brought so much to the point where Hashem had to say enough. Moshe was the Shliach to say enough. It was a testimony, it was Mavara the truth, that they were really able to draw down the Shechina condition. This is what Al Koyach, we said, with Shabbos, with Moshe, with Siddiqim, with Shalom, we have the Shusam to bring down the Shechina. So too through our giving. Through our donations towards Torah, towards the base of Mingdash, towards the Mishkan, towards our base Midrash, towards whatever we're doing, we're able to give. That's testimony that we're drawing down the Shechina. It's a beautiful concept. It's very short and concise, but it says Mishkan Eidus. You see, that was the original beginning of it. It's a testimony that we're able to do
what
this.
What are we testifying to?
Now, I'll tell you something. This is probably the most important cloud the Rav Sodik brings down, that we have to be ma'min, that Hashem believes in us, and the Siddiqim believe in us, that we can bring down the Shechina. Then that's what I'm saying, with testimony that we were able to do that. And it's a big chizuk for us in our generation. We feel like a bit like, you know, am I really worthy? Am I doing anything important? Yeah. We are able, through the Torah, to bring down the Ratzon Hashem, and to draw down this Kedusha and the Shas Hashlina. We have it in our homes, we have it in our shuls. Yeah.
It gets back to Shabbos as well, right?
Yeah.
Like Shabbos is like what do you call it?
The Kli Machzik Bracha, yeah.
A Kli Machzik Bracha, but it's also the Shabbos table. We speak about how the Shabbos table is like an altar, right?
Yeah, yes.
We put the Mizbeah.
What's the menorah?
We put the salt.
Shulchan as well.
We have Shulchan. We have
from the Lechon.
Yeah.
And the menorah as well. You just explain that, you know, when you were in UAE, I'm sure if you gave a little like image to people based on the Malbim or whoever it was who brought it down, you're just giving people an insight that they're walking into a holy temple just by keeping Shabbos. And that you're like, wait a minute, how can suddenly a normal meal become this holy avodah? Well, that's the truth. And it was the Ketores. So someone said it's the geshmaka energy of a Shabbos seal. The ruach of the table.
Oh, yeah, fair.
The reich nechaya, that's what some say. Some have a hadassim, some make a bracha on the samim. Which is a little hint to that idea of Ketores, but it's also the geshmaka ruach that we make. The energy, the good vibes.
Yeah, fair.
Because we're going to bring next week Vayikra.
Will you give my boy a bracha?
Of course, we're together. Kayan. Beautiful. I don't know if I had the sister blessing me your bris. I was standing away. I should have come forward to make up for it. Shalom.
Amen.
Holy yet. He made me feel holy.
He made it through.
No, he lifted me.
Shkoya.
She blessed. What a schuss. Good learning as always.